98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Here, Brendan, did you see Boyzone did their farewell gigs in London over the weekend?
I heard that it was on. I haven't seen anything yet. Well, what are the reviews?
I saw that Bewitched were supporting and I said, I wish I went.
What a double act. Bewitched and Boyzone on the one stage. Like, that is all my 1990s come together at once.
I know, and I love the fact that Shane's sisters are Adele and Keavy.
I completely forgot about that.
I was a massive Bewitched fan.
Yeah, no. I did not. I completely forgot. Yeah.
So they reunited on stage. The lads did for the first time in nearly 7 years. Friday and Saturday night, they were at the Emirates Stadium in London. Emirates Stadium. That's Arsenal Stadium, is it?
Is it?
I hope I got that correct.
I'm unsure.
Lots of people have been calling for this to happen after watching the documentary last year. And I know lots of Irish fans were disappointed that they didn't get to see the lads in Dublin.
That it wasn't here, yeah.
I know. Mikey Graham performed a number of songs with the other lads as well, which was amazing. So I know Mikey's been very vocal about all of the different struggles he's had in the group. So I think that was a massive moment for fans to see the four of them on stage together. And they did a gorgeous tribute to Stephen Gately too. So I saw a couple of clips doing the rounds. I'm still hoping and praying that after people saw those gigs, will the appetite, you know,
for an Irish one, Irish gig happen. Know we were chatting the other week that they were filming a kind of a fly on the wall documentary of these last couple of gigs, so we will get to see the behind the scenes action from the weekend,
which I cannot wait for that. So they were on over the weekend, as was the Monaco Grand Prix.
Oh yes,
so many celebs were there. Cynthia Erivo, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michael Douglas, her husband, Olivia Wilde as well. They were catching up together between races and all that jazz.
Yeah.
There's one clip that's going viral from Sky Sports. So Holly Willoughby was with Michael McIntyre, the comedian.
Oh yeah.
They were chatting away together and some very famous people brushed by them. Take a listen to what happened.
I mean, we are so lucky to be there. And we just did that.
It's extraordinary.
That's Kim behind
it's
you.
A wave.
It's the Kardashians. It's the Kardashians. I'm joining them.
I've just been hit by like a wave. You know when you're on holiday and a wave hits you and it's like, that's actually quite dangerous. Yeah. I've been in Kardashian wave. I think something belonging to Kim, I'm not mentioning anything, may have struck me in my lower back area.
Oh.
I've got to tell you, it hurt.
Sorry, hit by a Kardashian.
The Kardashians walk by because
that is hilarious.
Kim is going out with Lewis Hamilton.
Oh.
He came second in the race.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, he came second. Well, usually he wins, Brendan. Okay. So Kim K was there with Chloe supporting her fella or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know your man, is it Martin Brunt from Sky News?
So
he will be their correspondent for the F1, okay. And he always goes up to people, you know, after races and gets the live reaction. It's his thing.
Yeah.
So he walks up to Kim Kardashian and he's like, "Oh, hi, how are you?" She totally blanks him.
Did she?
I was like, "Kim, you've obviously not watched the F1 if you don't see Martin."
Oh
Cohen.
No, she should have said hello to Martin Brunt.
No, she didn't.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, right.
Oh dear. And then she was in a wave that swept away Michael McIntyre. Well, as all go.
Well, maybe she wasn't happy that Lewis Hamilton came second.
Well, this is it.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Monica and Lucan, who says, "My little win is that after 4 attempts, I finally passed my driving test."
Oh, Monica, massive congratulations.
Well done.
Beep, beep. Here's Helen in Tallaght.
Good morning. Our little win was we went to see my two little granddaughters doing the dance show yesterday. And then after that, we went to my niece's little one's first birthday party. So we had a great time, family, then. So that was our little win yesterday.
Lovely family weekend,
yeah,
Helen.
Yeah, that sounds like a lovely weekend.
Yeah, nice.
Hi, 90FM. My name is Lily, and my little win is that we went to China Garden for my nanny's 83rd birthday.
Well, first of all, happy 83rd birthday to your nanny. Lily, you went to the China Garden in Navan.
I only got to go for the first time recently. Brendan brought me for my birthday. We've been talking about it for years. It did not disappoint.
It's such just a good Chinese.
The curry sauce with the onions and the peas in it. Oh,
a taste sensation.
Divine.
It's just so cozy in there. Here's Elaine.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Happy Monday. My little win this week is I completed the strip and dip on Saturday with an amazing 503 women.
Wow.
We broke another world record. It's number 2 under my belt and I'm so happy. Thanks, Will.
Oh, Elaine, congratulations to you
well
and
done.
Everyone else who took part.
Incredible.
Hey, Rebecca and Brendan, it's Taylor here. Our little one for today is that it's our little girl's birthday. She's turning two today. So just want to say massive happy birthday to our little Zoe Bean. Thanks.
Oh, happy birthday, Zoe!
Happy birthday.
Elaine, Taylor, Lily and Helen, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. You're all getting some IMC cinema passes off to the movies on us. And we'll do it all again tomorrow morning.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Three words.
Two presenters.
Loads of prizes.
98FM.
Welcome to a brand new week of Matchy Matchy with a lot of prizes up for grabs. We have been playing this edition of Matchy Matchy for months.
A very long time.
And we are dying to give away the prizes. If you come on air and say the same three words as either myself or Brendan, you'll get your hands on all of these.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
Voucher. A €150 fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
An egg chair.
Water blasters.
A hot towel shave.
And it's all about food this week, so you deserve a treat with this takeaway voucher.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Nice. Ooh, lads. That's an insane amount of prizes.
Wild.
Let's try and give them away. Katie is in Baldoyle. You're on 98FM. Katie, how are you?
Hello, doing great, thank you. How are you?
We're great, Katie. You're on the school run. Who's in the car with you?
Who's in the car?
Hi.
It's Zara.
Hi, Zara. Zara. Good morning. Katie, what did you get up to for the weekend?
We had my niece Sophie's birthday party. She was four, so we had a great day at that, didn't we?
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. So, where did you go?
We went to Build-A-Bear and then McDonald's and then to watch their dancing show.
Sorry, that Build-A-Bear sounds like an incredible
McDonald's
party.
Yeah, wow. It was full on.
That is so fun. A great day. I'm sure you're wrecked after it all now, Katie.
Yeah,
this Monday morning.
I'd say my sister even more so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Katie, we have a lot of prizes. We would love for somebody to win. We're hoping you're about to do it right now. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Okay, who are we going
to
play?
Rebecca.
Oh, guys, thank you.
You're off to the soundproof booth. Kicking off Monday morning's Matchy Matchy. Let me get me words here now, Katie. Did the Build-A-Bear, do they talk? Do you press them?
We just didn't put voices in them yesterday.
They can. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is copy.
What is a copy?
Copy. C-O-P-Y. Copy.
Copycat.
Your second word is ground.
Ground floor.
And your third word is bin.
Okay. Bin.
B-I-N. Bin.
We'll go bin truck.
Okay. You're saying copycat, ground floor, and bin truck. Are we locking those in, Katie and Zara?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
We have approval from Zara and we're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that Monday morning trip to the soundproof booth?
Well, would you believe there was a little bear in there?
Oh, that's adorable. Okay, let's get you a matchy with the gals. Your first word is copy.
Copycat.
Your second word is ground.
Groundhog.
And
your all the animals.
Third word is bin.
Bin.
B-I-N. Bin.
Bin. Oh, I'm stuck between two. I'm going to say bin man.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Katie and Zara in Baldoyle this morning?
Oh.
Sorry, guys. You both said copycat.
Did did we?
Yeah. After ground, the gal said floor, and they said bin truck.
Bin truck's very good. I was thinking maybe bin liner.
Bin liner? Yeah, that's a good one.
Or should have been bin person.
Bin person. Katie and Zara, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. And thanks for listening. Have a great day. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
bye, guys. Thanks for playing.
I think I might have said copy book, which is very unlike me.
Oh, your copy book.
I think because maybe the exams are on at the moment. Is my head in school? Yeah.
Gosh, I used to love my copy book. Your copy book. They were the Aisling ones back in school. Yeah.
Welcome back to That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Monday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the musical is coming to the Borgosh Energy Theatre from tonight until June 13th. And joining us now is the man leading the cast. It is musical theatre star and former Strictly Come Dancing champion, Kevin Clifton. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
For anyone who hasn't seen Priscilla yet, what is the story?
So, it's based on the movie, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and basically, the character that I'm playing, Tick, he, in sort of a bit of a previous life, has had a wife and a kid, but then at some point, he's obviously figured out that he's gay, and his wife's gone, look, go and live your life, and he's gone over to Sydney to sort of make his way as a drag queen, not very good at that. And then at the beginning of the story, his wife gives him a call and says, look, you really should come and meet your son at some point. And she runs a casino in Alice Springs. And she says, why don't you come over and do your drag show in the casino in Alice Springs and meet your son? So he gets together two of his mates, and thus begins the story of two drag queens and a trans woman traveling across the outback of Australia in a bus called Priscilla. To go and do a show and meet his... Yeah, the bus is called Priscilla,
So, Brendan loves the movie, which obviously won an Oscar and it's so famous. And Brendan's been telling me for years to watch the film. I've never seen a film and I cannot wait to see the show tonight. Had you seen the movie before you decided to audition for this role, or did you even audition? Maybe they rang you.
No, I did audition. I had to go through about three rounds of auditions. I saw the musical first, actually. I was in Australia at the time and I hadn't seen it, and some of my mates who were there with me were like, you've never seen Priscilla, much like this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? You've never seen Priscilla. You've got to go and see it right now. So we went to see it on stage and I loved it. So then I sought out the film afterwards and then loved the film. When my agent rang me and said, what do you think about auditioning for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm in. 100%. Let's do it.
Kevin, very important question. How are you in the heels?
Not too bad, actually. Because, it's actually the second time I'm doing drag now. I did Jamie, the musical. Everybody's talking about Jamie, the musical, as well. So that was my sort of introduction to it. So I'm sort of used to it now, to be honest. That's an everyday thing for me now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the costumes are fabulous. They're quite elaborate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gear to get in and out of throughout the whole show. How does that go?
Oh, it's crazy. So the costumes are designed by Vicky Gill, who makes the costumes for Strictly Come Dancing.
Wow.
And she's really gone to town. But like, like no other show that I've ever done, it's like I'm constantly getting changed. I'm either on stage or I'm in the middle of like an F1 pit crew get doing a really quick mad change for the next scene, and it's like makeup, hair, ridiculous extravagant dress. Like one of the dresses that I wear is just made out of cassette tapes, and it's crazy, and there's so many costumes in this show.
The creativity. The show features incredible songs. What's your favourite to perform?
I think my favourite is a song called MacArthur Park. Do you know that song?
Is that MacArthur, Cake Out in the Rain?
The Cake Out in the Rain. Yeah. I'd never heard of it before I did this show. And again, everyone was like, what are you talking about? You've never heard MacArthur Park? Like, everyone knows that song. And I hadn't. But it's a real moment in the show. Yeah, where I'm basically just running around the stage with a cake in my hand. yeah, it's fantastic.
Excellent stuff. Well, we can't wait to see it later on tonight. You mentioned Strictly there. Obviously, it's got new hosts for the new season. What did you make of the announcement?
So I am obviously biased, so I think there would be no better presenter of Strictly Come Dancing than Stacey Dooley.
Obviously.
She would be brilliant.
Did she audition?
I think they did speak to her.
Okay.
But when they were doing all the screen tests for it, she was actually away in Australia filming for 2 months, so she couldn't make it for the screen tests. So I know they were speaking to her, but she wasn't around for all of that. So who knows? But with what they've gone with, I'm excited to see it. Like, I think it'll be great. All three of them are brilliant.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Have you ever watched the Irish version of Strictly Dancing with the Stars, Ireland?
I've seen bits of it. I haven't sat and watched like a whole season. Yeah. I have some friends and that are involved because we all sort of know each other as dancers.
Everyone probably knows everyone. Yeah.
So I've been really good pals for years with Stephen and Kylie Vincent.
Yes.
So I've known them for years. We all used to work together in a show called Burn the Floor. So we all know each other and we're all mates. Yeah.
That is amazing. Amazing stuff. Well, Kevin, we can't wait to see Priscilla tonight at the Borgosh Energy Theatre. It's here till June 13th. Thank you so much for coming to chat with us at 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a postman.
Yes, I am. That is on the way. First, though, this morning, Toy Story 5 is out here next Friday.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
I know, same. Very excited to see Buzz, Woody, Slinky. Who's the name of the sausage dog? I didn't know the sausage dog's
Slinky.
Name.
Slinky. It's a really cute name.
And Ham is the name of the pig with two M's. Ham. No, neither did I. So excited to see the whole gang and everyone else as well get to grips with Lilypad, who's like a pad.
The technology's taken over.
Yeah. Well, there's another Toy Story character that's just been involved in a world record.
Oh.
Mr. Potato Head.
Really?
Yeah. A teenager in Singapore has channeled his Rubik's Cube solving skills into assembling the husband of Mrs. Potato Head. Kaelin Sia is his name. He's only 15 and he spent a year practicing.
You'd need a lot of practice, wouldn't
of
you?
How to put Mr. Potato Head together as quick as he could, right? So the record to beat is 4.75 seconds.
That is wild.
So he says his practice was on and off and his first attempt was disqualified. Now, he didn't go into the details of what went
happened.
On. Yeah, but it wasn't allowed.
You stick years in as well.
Yeah.
It's a little moustache on
there
Mr. Potato
There is a
moustache,
yeah, there is, yeah. But anyway, Caelan went again last week and he did it. He put together Mr. Potato Head in full in just 4.63 seconds.
Wow.
I googled, there are 13 individual body parts.
Oh yeah, you've got the feet.
Yeah.
The trousers.
The one, the potato body bit.
Then you got the mouth, the moustache, the nose, the two arms, the two ears, the eyes and the hat.
Yeah.
The little hat.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So he put everything together, 13 individual bits in just over 4 seconds.
There must be something on his behind. I can't find the 13th bit. I'm looking at the picture. What else is
Where
there?
Where is the 13th bit? Look underneath. Finally this morning.
Oh, we're off to the club.
I wanted the song, but this morning I said, oh, I found a remix. And I was like, let's just go with this.
That sounds something you'd hear in a teenage disco.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we've all been there. You order something online and you watch the door like a hawk, waiting for a miraculous instant delivery. We've also ordered slightly too late and you know those shorts are not going to come in time for your holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also been waiting on that post that just doesn't seem to come.
Yeah.
Listen to this story. A man in England who ordered a parenting magazine for his young family has finally had it delivered.
Right.
19 years later.
Stop it.
Paul Edwards bought a copy of Mother and Baby. His daughter was just 18 months old at the time and his son was on the way. He ordered it in 2007. And the fact that 2007 is 19 years ago is also blowing my mind.
But they even bothered to deliver it.
Yeah. So Paul says he never even realised the magazine didn't arrive.
They're obviously busy. Very busy. He's totally forgot about it.
Until it landed through his letterbox on Friday. Just gone. It came with a message from Royal Mail apologising for any inconvenience caused. Like,
What? Where was it?
So they think that it was maybe delivered to the wrong person and that they sent it back recently. They're like, it wouldn't have been sitting around our offices for 19 years. So we don't know where it was. Paul's kids are now 18 and 20 and both at college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God love Paul, because he was watching them for the postman for a different reason.
Okay.
He's an author. And he's waiting to hear from potential publishers for his science fiction books.
Right.
Mm. He's shared this story online, which now has tens of thousands of likes and comments and millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
Paul is a storyteller, ladies and gentlemen. Do you see where I'm going?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're doing there. Yeah.
Anyway, science fiction publisher. And that is a very real story brought to us by Paul Edwards, hoping for a publishing deal. That is Brendan's bit.
Brendan, thank you so much.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.